Well, and enough of that, and that was Billy Idol from his Cyberpunk album, and that leads us into today's episode, and that would be the Nightmare Edition of Mayfang for the Rail Crew. I chose that because that was the whole Cyberpunk era, and 1988 type theme is what this is about, and we'll go over Mayfang's Nightmare box set today, and Mayfang in general a little bit. Covering a little bit more other than the box set as we go along. So, let's go ahead and go about what I've been doing for the most part lately. Painting. Commission work. Some space posts for a fellow that opened up a new hobby store. Or is opening up a new hobby store close to me. Border Keep Games. So, look forward to a interview from those guys soon. So, that's pretty exciting. Let's see. Painting. So I'm having fun. Been buying Star Wars minis and painting Mandalorians. Boba Fett and the Mandalorian. So that's been pretty cool. Painting up other Mandalorian pieces to use for kill teams and making boards. I did finish my Malifaux 3x3 board using TNT Combat's The Streets of Venice. And pouring the water effects for that, and that's come out quite spectacular, and I'll share pictures of that pretty soon. I did, in fact, get to finish up the Dark Knights from Night Models. That would be the Joker who laughs, or the Batman who laughs with the four Robin little things, Damian Wayne Robin, and The Merciless, The Drowned, and The Red Death Batman. So they're pretty cool, and I based them up so I can use them in Warcry. And I'll show you pictures of those soon, because probably the next episode of Sean Hammer will be based around proxying those into games Warcry, maybe other games, and sharing hero clicks of the complete set that I collected and going over there. So it'll be a Bat Metal episode, so look forward to that. I know I will. So let's go over to Mayfang, or I should say Gumdrop episode, what we got going on. So, the box has Mayfang / Gumdrop as the forgeling, air quotes. Well, I might make it bigger so I can get the names right. I got them put together at home, and I got them cool bases. So that's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of cool going on, I guess. Let's see. Gripping Radio. Here is finest, boys and girls. Okay, so we get Gumdrop, which is Mayfang. We have the Forgeling, which is, I want to save. Let me go and try it again. Download image. Okay, it's open. Okay, we have Gumdrop, which is counts as Mayfang. We have Mean Streak, which counts as Kang. We got Tagline, which is counts as a rail worker. We have Crybaby, King Crybaby, which counts as another rail worker, and Mad Mom, which counts as the last rail worker. And we have Spritz, which counts as the Forgeling. So that's your basic Mayfang box, and which also is your Nightmare Edition box you have. So we'll go over that first. Add these to the, we'll hire them in so we can go over them. This will be a, of course, Mayfang is dual faction. So we got Kang and Rail Workers, and that's all we really need to have right now. And we'll go on to a little bit more in a bit. And what I had actually acquired for my crew is, go from there. So we'll go over the let's see, let's go find her. Using the Manifold app, trying to find stuff. So let's go ahead and look, talk about the cards. The cards are way different compared to the rest of the Manifold cards. They have a different aesthetic feel to them than everything else, and so that changes the feel of the card. So it's weird, they have the same shape and everything, and all in all, actuality, they are just Manifold cards, but they do look different. So that being said, they will throw you off a little bit. So yeah, the cards do look different. And a little history note, Mayfeng was the first crew I actually technically played and painted. Back in Z Day, I played the doubles tournament in Adepticon with Mike from the Malifools. And yeah, I'm 1.5, so that was pretty cool. So she's changed quite a bit. So yeah, she was a little bit more of a home, you know, she wrecked some face back in the day, so she's still pretty decent. Toned down quite a bit, as all masters have been, but still like her. She is, of course, a master in living construct with Foundry. She got armor +1, she rides the rails, so excuse me, so working over cold and stuff. Most of her crew will have this, so if this model is within 1 inch of a scrap marker, when it takes a walk action, instead of moving normally, it may place itself into base contact with another scrap marker within 12 inches, even if this model's engaged. So, okay, cool. We got to have some scrap markers laying around. Constant motion. Whenever this model declares a trigger, it may push 2 inches after resolving the current action, but before resolving any additional actions granted by that trigger, if any. She has pressed advantage before declaring triggers. This model may reduce the final duel by 2 to add any suit to its duel total. So those are abilities with 12 wounds. She's got some deadly claws doing 2, 4, 5 damage, nothing built in. Instead of a 6, she's got a jackhammer kick with a ram. So that allows her to push up to 2 inches away from the model, then take this action again. So, kind of cool. She got the heated claws with a tome. Target gains burning +1. And if the target is a construct, drop a scrap marker into base contact with it. So, here's some scrap happening. With a mask, you have blinded by iron. Remove a scrap marker within 2 inches of this model. Then resolving, this target gains stun and must either discard a card or suffer +1 damage. Then push this model into base contact with the target. So, pretty cool. She has the Breath of Fire, so she's going actually 6-inch range. It doesn't have the gun, but target suffers 2, 3 with a blast, or 4 with double blast damage. Models damaged by this action gain a burning +1. With a tome trigger blaze, models damaged by this action gain burning +1. For each tome in this action, final duel to a maximum of 2+ burning. And condensation with the tome, take the vent steam action. So we go down to her tactical actions, and she has vent steam action. It's a aura of 3. It's an end of phase. Models within range have concealment. Non-construct enemy models also treat the area as hazardous terrain. Now she has free action freight train, 8 range. Remove any number of scrap markers within 2 inches of a target. Friendly model, push this target up to 1 inch plus up to 3 inches per scrap marker. Remove scrap marker. If this push is interrupted by an enemy model, the enemy model must pass a target number 14 movement duel or suffer damage equal to the target's size. And with a ram, scorched remains. Drop a scrap marker in a base contact with the target. So, get a little bit tricksy with it. Not quite so much of the beater that she used to be, but you gotta go with the times. Go with the times. Next up we have her Forgeling, and that was Gumdrop. Now we have Spritz. Spritz will have the Totem Foundry, cost of 2 but free with Gumdrop, Armor plus 1, Flameborn, reduce all damage this model suffers from burning to 0. He's got the Firing Presence. At the start of this model's activation, every model within a 2-inch pulse gains burning plus 1. He also has Ride of Rails and Walking Forge. At the end of this model's activation, drop a scrap marker into base contact with it. So, that's nice. Grabbing dropping some scrap marker, so it's pretty good. Flaming Fury, 1-inch. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage and gains burning plus 1. With a ram, they're going to smolder, so you can reduce the value of the target's burning condition by 1, and target suffers 1 damage from burning. And tactical actions, it can remove impurity, friendly construct models only. Choose any number of the target's conditions and end them. For each condition ended this way, it heals 1. And with a ram, it's got Scorched Remains, drop a scrap marker and a base contact with the target. So more opportunity to drop some scrap markers. And what's nice about this guy right here, he is not oh my god, the words escape me. He can do stuff. He's not insignificant. There it is. Next up we got Kang. 40mm base, not Kang. It's not Kang. It is, you gotta remember their name. I kind of wish on the Malifaux app they would have the alternate cards up on these. That'd be pretty cool. Mean Streak. Defense 5, 6 willpower, 4 movement, size 2, 9 wounds. She's got Guiding Presence. When a friendly model within 4-inch aura will gain Distracted or Slow, it may discard a card not to gain that condition. He's got Hard Wound, and he's also the Worker's Champion. At the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card or scrap marker within 2 inches, and if it does so, friendly Foundry models within 4-inch pulse also gain Focus plus 1. Of course, you got Ride of Rails, because pretty much I think everything does. He's got a shovel in this part, and this technically it's a crowbar. But anyway, target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage, no built-in triggers, but with a ram, critical strike, so it's basically doing plus 1 damage, up to a maximum of 2 for every ram in the attack. With a mask, he's got Knock Aside, push target 4 inches any direction. Hot Coals, target suffers 2, 3 with a blast, or 4 with blast damage. This is a shooting action with a gun. Blaze models damaged by this action gain burning plus 1 for each tome in the action. To his final dual total, maximum of burning plus 2. Blinded by Iron. Let's see. Remove a scrap marker within 2 inches of this model. When resolving a target, gains stunned and must either discard a card or suffer plus 1 damage and push this model, same as before. Now this guy's got Juggernaut for tactical action. Discard a card and he heals 1, 2, 4 damage. Now the rest of the box are technically counts as rail workers, so this will count as King Crybaby tagline and Mad Mop. These guys here are 5 defense, 4 willpower, 4 movement, size 2. Armor plus 1, hard to kill, which is pretty cool. These guys are pretty resilient, pretty nice. Nice little minion models here. Not too bad at all. Especially 5 costs, not bad at all. They have Ride of Rails and Creative Salvage, so basically enemy models killed by this model drop a scrap marker in addition to any other markers dropped. So that's nice too, especially since this whole crew, I like freaking scrap markers, what can I say? They have a Rail Driver, which is 1-inch range. You're going to remove any number of scrap markers within 3 inches of the target. This action receives a plus 1 to its final dual total for each scrap marker removed this way. Target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage. You throw a tome in there, you're going to dismantle the parts. Dismantle the parts. Enemy con. Let's see. Enemy construct only. drop a scrap marker and a base contact with the target. You got the pneumatic toss, zero range, so you're going to be hand-to-hand. Place the target anywhere within 3 inches of the model. With a ram, you got hard throw when resolving. Target suffers 1-3-5 damage. With a ram, give her all you got. When resolving, increase the distance this model may place. When resolving, increase the distance this model may place the target by 1 inch each ram in the final dual total up to a maximum of plus 2. And they have for tactical, for free action, I guess, shovel faster. Target a model with burning. Target model gains stunned and reduce the value of its burning condition by 2. And scorch remains with the ram. Drop a scrap marker into base contact with the target. So that's it right now for the box. Next, we're going to be covering the Gen Con piece that came out after that, or Black Friday piece. It is Fat Cap. This will be basically the Rail Golem. And we'll take a look at him really quick. Let me pull up his stats and we'll go from there. Okay, now we have Fat Cap. Basically the Rail Golem. 10 soul stones. Defense 5, 5 willpower, 4 movement, size 4. So I take it back with the Malosaurus Rex being the highest model. Okay. This guy's got armor 2. It's got the walking forward, so at the end of this model's activation, it will drop a scrap marker. He can ride the rails. Because, well, basically, essentially, he counts as a rail golem, so he can, it's a train. When he dies, he's got demise excess material, so after his model's killed, he drops a scrap marker anywhere within 3 inches of himself. 9 wounds. He's got 1 attack. It's a huge fist doing 3, 4, 6 damage. With 3 triggers. 1 with a ram. Defensive reflexes. This will give him shielded plus 1. Oh, also his stat gains a plus flip of 5. So it's 5 plus. So it's a plus 5 with a plus flip. I mean, it's 5 with a plus flip. With the tome, he's got condensation. This model will take the vent steam action. And with a mask, he will knock you aside 4 inches in any direction. Tactical actions, he's got off the rails. Once per activation, you can push this model in 6 inches in any direction, ignoring other models. Every enemy model moved through this way must pass the target number 13 move duel or suffer 2 damage and be placed into base contact with this model. Then this model may take an attack action targeting a model moved through this way, ignoring range. Vent steam. Well, we heard that before, until end of phase, with a 3-inch aura. Non-construct enemy models, well, they get concealment, and if you're a non-construct enemy model, you also treat this as hazardous terrain. Reform plating, it's free. Discard a scrap marker, this model gains shielded plus 2. Nice and simple. And thematic, because they made a piece for it, so that's pretty cool. Now, so far for all the nightmare pieces, that's all we have is the box and Fat Cap. Now, a lot of people are trying to find out models, what they can use for alternative models to go with their nightmare crew. Me, myself, I made up a list and found 2 models to add to it that go with it. I found one model. I think it's an Ajax something model from Infinity. I found out it looked pretty cool. He's really big, bigger than the King model for this special edition set. But I'm using him as Neil Henry. Neil Henry is a Foundry model and will work with Mayfang. He's a defense 5, willpower 5, movement 5, size 2, 8 cost model. He's an enforcer, hard of wound 1. He can ride the rails. He can sabotage. After model kills a construct, it may drop a ski marker in base contact with itself. After this model kills one, he can flurry, so once per turn after this model resolves an attack action, during its activation, may discard a card to take this action again, so that's pretty cool. Got the rail driver. You can remove range of 1, stat of 6, and you can remove any number of scrap markers within 3 inches of its target. And this model receives a plus to its final dual. For each scrap marker it was moved this way, target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage. With a tome, it gets armor piercing. When resolving this damage from its action, it ignores armor. With a mask, you get blinded by iron, so if you remove a scrap marker within 2 inches of itself, when resolving, target gains stunned and must either discard a card or suffer plus 1 damage, then pushes the model in base contact with itself. And with a crow of severe energy injury, target model damaged by this action gains injured plus 1 for each crow in its action, with plus 1 for each crow in its action, with a maximum of 2 plus injured. Tactical action, whirling hammer, 3 pulse, target number 13, enemy models within range must each pass the target number 12 defense duel or gain injured plus 2, construct suffer negative 2 this duel, and he gets reckless, so you can suffer 1 damage to gain fast. I chose this one because the one guy I saw when I was searching different models, I went through Infinity because I think that's what they were shooting for, kind of like steal off the Infinity stuff for a while, I don't know. I just saw one guy, and he had the hammer, and he kind of reminded me of Neil Henry, so that's what I went with, so I choose Neil Henry. Next person I chose was alternate for Willy. Now, Infinity did these, weird, bikers. I wanted a bike. I was thinking Akira. I was like, well, what do I do? I could find a bike, and I could use it as a mechanical pork chop. That's a viable option. I'd do something with as sparks. I could try and find something to use as metal gammon. I decided to go Willy, and I found this woman on this motor, one-wheeled motorcycle. She's doing this trick on it, and she kind of reminded me of a wheelbarrow and kind of like silly looking. I was like, well, damn it. It reminded me of, that one alternate model for Willy, as it was with that woman riding the big bike, so I said, I use her as Willy. So I use her, and yep, so that's going to be my Willy. And I forgot the name of the model I used, but I'll try. If you follow my Facebook page, you'll see the crew as it develops, as it goes along and stuff, but Willy is who I decided to pick. He's a Enforcer Living Foundry. He has a demise of explosive plus 3, so after he's killed, models with 2-inch pulse suffer plus 3 damage, and he doesn't drop any markers when he's killed. He's agile, so this model may leave engagement range with walk actions. He's evasive, so reduce all damage this model suffers from shockwave, pulse, and blast effects to 0. Ride the wave on rails. And demolitionist, so at the start of this model's activation, it may remove all destructible terrain within 1-inch or pulse. 7 wounds. Sharp wit. This model gains slow. We'll give it to somebody. And he's got here, hold this with a trigger, so ram. The target and other models within 2 inches must each press target number 13 move duel or suffer 3 damage. The target suffers negative to this duel. He can throw dynamite during shockwave 2 with movement. 13 damage. Okay, shockwave 2, movement 13, damage 3, with a tome blaze. So that would models damaged by its action gain burning plus 1. And for each tome's final action, they gain burning plus 2 for maximum burning. Or maximum burning plus 2, hold this, stop that, with a mask, got fire in a hole, immediately all friendly models within 3 inches of the shockwave marker are pushed 3 inches away, so you can warn your people. Two tactical actions, one is blow it to hell, remove any other boom blown apart markers dropped by this model, drop a blown apart marker within range, then remove any destructible terrain marker within a 2-inch pulse of it. Models within 2-inch aura of the blown apart marker do not benefit from the having cover. blown apart markers cannot be removed from effects other than this action. And set charge, 6-inch range, until the end of the phase after enemy ends its movement in base contact with scheme or scrap marker within range. All enemy models within 3-inch pulse of the marker suffer 2 damage. Then remove the marker. And that's what I got from my alternate crew. I picked out 2 models that were different, that fit the feel. My crew exists of the Nightmare crew, AdCap, and 2 alternate models, putting me at 49 soulstones with 1 left open over, no upgrade yet, and no soulstones. I tend to do that. I don't usually do a lot of soulstones. I could be wrong. Most likely I am. That's what I play, and that's what I got. Look for it soon. I'll share it on my site, my completed army, and also on my Facebook page, Seanheimer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. Next episode most likely will be all about Bruce Wayne and his mini forms. Look for it. Thank you for listening. If you have any complaints, gripes, you want to tell me I'm doing a good job or have any ideas for me, send me a shout out at Seanheimer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. And thank you for listening. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Too late.